It is 8:14 on this Monday morning as we continue on. And joining us in the studio right now is Ernie Johnson. He is the vice president and also show chair with the Ishpeming Rock and Mineral Club. Good morning, sir. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And the show is the 38th annual Gem and Mineral Show, and it's coming up on Saturday, August 3rd. Tell us a little bit about this. This 38th annual, there's got to be a little bit of everything for fans of rock collecting and gems and minerals. What's on the docket?
All during the day from 9:30 to about 4:30 in the afternoon, it's continual activities. We have activities going on inside the Elks Club and outside on the back parking lot. On the inside, we have a kids area where they can purchase minerals for 5, 10, 25 cents a piece. They can also put their name in for a tumbler. We give away a tumbler and a grit and all the instructions for a kid. Hopefully, it'll kind of spark their enjoyment in it in the future in that.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, we have three demonstrations going on. Faceting. If you don't know what faceting is, look at your jewelry and that, where they have the multi-corners where they all shine and that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they'll have that going on. We have wire wrapping. We have an individual that'll do that for you, show you how it's done. You can go purchase a mineral, and they'll help you wire wrap it into some kind of a design for you. And we also have micromounting, which is looking at mounting small specimens that you can't see with the naked eye. We have microscopes there for you to look at. So that's all going on at the same time.
Well, you've got all kinds of different things, like you mentioned, for youth and all of that, but it's even more than just gems and minerals. You mentioned on the flyer here, you've got possibly some fossils, some jewelry, things like that. Tell us a little bit about some of that as well.
Okay, the dealers we coming in are coming in from throughout the Midwest,
mm-hmm.
and they're bringing in an array of minerals from not only the Midwest, but from all throughout the world. So you're able to find a little bit of everything, from the rock just that you pick up outside to the finished products and everything in between. And they will talk with you how they've done it, where they got it, and how they arrived at the specimen that they have. Inside, we have a lot of dealers who do a lot of the lapidary work. They'll show you what that's all about. Outside, we have that. Plus, we have a lot of the dealers come with rough materials, and they can show you what to do with them, where they found them, what they look like, and it's amazing what you see in the outside.
Now we're talking about the 38th annual Gem and Mineral Show, which is coming up Saturday, August 3rd at the Ishpeming Elks Club in Ishpeming. And Ernie Johnson is with us this morning. Ernie, what is it that makes this an interesting hobby and pastime for you?
For me, it's just being able to get outside and seeing what's offered by the Mother Nature,
mm-hmm.
and that the rocks and the minerals are something that's unique. We have those that are unique to the UP, to the Midwest and that. And I have my personal collection, which I've been collecting for 30-some years in that. And it's a wide array of minerals that you don't realize that you have really at your doorstep in that.
You get a chance to see them, get your hands on them, and actually get a feel for our region in a way, don't you?
Yes. When you look at where the iron minerals, mostly up here, you get others in that. Agates not within the Marquette County area, but when you move away from that, you get the agates,
mm-hmm.
and some of the others. But when you start moving out further away from the UP, you get a whole vast array of minerals in that.
Well, we're going to come back with Ernie, talk a little bit more about the upcoming 38th annual Gem and Mineral Show at the Ishpeming Elks Club on Saturday, August 3rd. As it says here, the Ishpeming Rock and Mineral Club bringing it to you. 60 years and still collecting from 1953 to 2013. And come back, talk a little bit about the Rock and Mineral Club, how you can get involved with that if you're interested in this as well. And also talk a little bit more about the show when we come back in just a moment here on the Sunday Morning Show with Walt and Mike. We're talking with Ernie Johnson this morning. He is the show chair and also vice president of the Ishpeming Rock and Mineral Club. They've got their 38th annual Gem and Mineral Show coming up on Saturday, August 3rd at the Elks Club in Ishpeming on Lakeshore Drive. And, you know, Ernie, when we talk about this event, for people that may be interested in getting involved with the organization, this would be good to come to because I'm sure you've got everything there for people to answer any questions they may have.
Yes, everything will be at the show itself. All you do is stop at the registration table. There's no cost getting into it. It's free. So just stop at the registration table. They'll give you all the information you want. Or any of the members will have buttons on or flags on to tell you who they are. And ask any of them that you see, both inside and outside.
The other thing is that while you've got things going on in the Elks Club and whatnot, you've got some hands-on opportunities too, don't you? That people, you can kind of go out and do a few things on Friday and Saturday. Tell us about that.
Yes, on Friday we have a field trip to the Republic Mine for picking up iron specimens, and Sunday we have a field trip to Limbus Quarry for picking up coal to dolomite and that. So it's interesting collecting.
So you really get you can really get into this thing by getting your hands in there and find out more than not just looking at displays.
That's true. And you have a chance to entice your collection or just start one.
I like how you've got the things also for young people to get involved, kids to get involved, because if you get them early, I'm sure this is something that will hook them for life.
It will. And they keep coming back. And it seems like we have them up until 13, 14, 15 years old, and we lose them until about 30. Then they come back again.
And they come back, yeah. Well, you know, you gotta go out and sample things and then come back and realize what's important to you. Again, what's happening, when and where, and how could folks take part?
Okay, just contact myself. I have a phone number, which is 228-9422. And if I'm not there, I have a message box, so you can do it that way. And it's getting close. 4 weeks away and that, then just you'll see our advertising wherever, and stop in and take a look, and I think you'll be very surprised at what you can find.
I also see you have a website here on the flyer that is IshpemingRockAndMineralClub.org, so you can find them on the internet, and the show is coming up Saturday, August 3rd. I know we're going to talk with you one time at least before the show comes around, but this would be a great opportunity for folks to come on out and find out more about gems, minerals, and all of the other bits, I'm sure.
Yes, it'd be a great time for the family. Bring the kids.
Absolutely. Ernie Johnson with us this morning. He's the show chair and also vice president of the Ishpeming Rock and Mineral Club. We appreciate your time this morning. Good luck with the event.
Thank you very much.
If you missed any of the interview, we'll have it posted for you a little bit later today on our website at sunny.fm. You'll be able to find it there. And also, we'll have a link to the website for the Ishpeming Rock and Mineral Club so you can find out more about what's going on with the 38th Annual Gem and Mineral Show, Saturday, August 3rd at the Ishpeming Elks Club. More to come here on the Sunny Morning Show with Walt and Mike.